101 KDWB, it's now 11:28 here as we're wrapping up the special Saturday edition of the Morning Zoo with Buck and O'Connor. And it is indeed a special Saturday because today we welcome our special guest. You've seen him, you love him, from McHale's Navy, Carol Burnett Show, and countless, the Apple Dumpling Gang, can't beat it with a stick. Tim Conway is here with us this morning. Tim, you're in town for the, of course, to kick off the St. Paul Derby, which is tomorrow. You're hosting a benefit tonight, the Galloping Gala.
Gee, I had no word on that. That's exciting, though. It really is. Actually, the plane stopped. I got off, and my luggage was there piled up, and I just decided to hang around.
Just had a little radio contest you had won.
And now this is interesting. I'll actually have employment this evening. That's wonderful.
He was the fourth caller, and we invited him to stop over.
Oh, great.
Now, I don't know if you have been briefed or anything about my past.
We're going overseas or what?
No.
We shouldn't talk about it either, because then the enemy will find out about it, and slip of the lips sinks a ship, as we all know. Well, you guys wouldn't know that. You're too young.
But we watch McHale's Navy.
That's
we
true.
Still do. You and I have a little bit of similarity as far as growing up. I grew up in your hometown.
Really?
And as a matter of fact,
could
I
you name your neighborhood? Then we could decide, you know, what economic level you are.
It was by Chase Bag.
Chase Bag. Oh, you weren't in Chagrin Falls.
Yes, yeah.
You're from Chagrin?
You and I went to the same high school.
You're kidding.
And I went and I delivered newspapers
to your
folks.
Why would you kid about it? You're the guy my father fired on Christmas Day. Is that correct?
Yes, but he did it in a nice way.
Is that true? Is that really? I couldn't believe that. Were you really the paper boy
no.
that we did? Oh, because he did do that to a paper
no,
boy.
No, he did it to the guy that replaced me. Now, here's the story.
Is my dad kind?
I mean, he is.
What a guy.
Still refers to him as mean old Mr. Conway.
That's right. What happened was I was your folks' newspaper boy from 68 to 70.
I bet the tips were enormous. My mother is really one of the big, being from Romania, you know how Romanians tip.
Right.
Christmas must have really been something to look forward to.
Yeah, she said, there's no money involved, but on your deathbed, you will be raised to total consciousness. So I got that going.
And all you never had warts, did you?
No, I never did.
No, that's true.
I never shook her hand. But it was kind of neat because, you know, Chagrin Falls is a beautiful little suburb in Cleveland, Ohio, and that's where I grew up, and you and I went to the same high school, and every time you would come back, we would see your picture in the Chagrin Valley Herald.
Ah, yes.
And as you notice, I'm rather nicely dressed today with my golf shirt and all
that. That is the uniform of Chagrin.
That's right. We are going to take a picture.
Cotton blue shirt and khaki pants,
Entire town boxer shorts. Us.
Yes, very nice. Yes.
So we have a little bit in common. And then I believe you also went to Bowling Green State University.
Yes, I did. Now, you went there, too?
Yes.
Followed me right through. And now you've come here to follow me to St. Paul. That's amazing.
Hey, is this going to be like family reunion? Can we bring up your Aunt Charlotte, too?
Yes, we certainly can. Did you live anywhere near me at all, Chris?
I'm from Toledo.
Toledo. Well, then you went next to Bowling Green. Oh, my gosh. You guys have really been around me most of my adult life.
He would come down and party and take advantage of our women.
Well, getting back to the paper, my dad did fire the paper boy on Christmas. He wrote him a Christmas card and said, thank you very much. It's been a wonderful thing and everything. You're fired.
Because
he was throwing the paper in the, in the water or something.
It wasn't me.
Oh, what a great guy. Yeah.
We're with Tim Conway here, and we got him for at least 15 minutes or so. If you'd like to call up and tell him.
We're calling this Question Conway.
Oh, really?
That's
okay.
Right.
Do you have a set of earphones so I can, or will we be hearing this over a speaker?
Oh, you'll be hearing it. Don't worry. You'll be able to hear him.
Sounds like I know a lot about radio, doesn't it?
Yeah. But you got a good radio face, Tim.
I'm going to just do one story because what the heck? I'm here and I won't be here that long and everything. Do you remember the tornado that went through Chagrin by chance?
I wasn't there that long. I was turning a century. You were just a young child.
I'll give you an idea of my father's mentality. We were sitting in the living room one day, and when tornadoes come, it just all of a sudden becomes very still and bright in the sky and everything. And this tornado came right up the Chagrin River and tore the roof off of the house across the street and a huge tree out of our yard, which must have been at least 3 feet in diameter. Cars, lights, bang, jing, boom, and just like that. It sounded like a bomb. Mm-hmm. My father, we couldn't imagine what it was. My father went to the door. He opened the door and he looked out and he said, those damn kids.
And one must have been the paper boy.
Yeah, one must have been the paper boy. That paper boy, I tell you, to pick a tree up 3 feet and throw it down is... Well, anyways, so you can understand why a paperboy would be fired.
That's right. Cruel Mr. Conway.
Oh, what a guy.
All right, run to the phone right now. Geez, you can always hit a payphone if you're out on the road right now. 989-KDWB.
101 KDWB, 1136 is our time. It's Buck and O'Connor here along with Tim Conway. That's right. Everybody goes, the Tim Conway? Yes, the Tim Conway is here with us this morning. And I got to tell you this one quick story. In our hometown, which we both shared, Chagrin Falls, Ohio, my parents would take me to the barber, this one barber down in the plaza. And they had different names for the different haircuts. And I don't remember what some of them were, but I remember the one that I never wanted to get that they always made me get was the Tim Conway haircut.
Ah, yes, that's a
I said, I like
terrible
hair.
Thing. Yeah, right. Gee. Murder, isn't it? Yeah, those barbers, gosh. Yeah, they had the clippers that would run so long and then would stop in the middle of cutting your hair and then just pull out the rest of it. Yeah. It's kind of a...
That's where the term roots actually
came from. Right, yeah, what a great bunch of guys.
All right, Tim, we got a few phone callers. Let's go to the phones.
Oh. Go ahead.
Hello, Tim?
Yes.
Is it Tim Conway?
Yeah, no, I used to be. I gave it up.
Hey, are you going to work for a hardware store?
Pardon?
I read in the magazine your mother wanted you to work for a hardware store.
That's right, in Chagrin Falls. She came, wrote me a letter one day after I had been doing McHale's Navy for 2 years, and she said, you know, if you come back to... I forgot the name of the guy who runs the hardware store down
Reed's?
There.
Was it Reed's?
No, it was the other one. And
Kenny Schutz?
Kenny Schutz.
Yeah,
she said, you know, Kenny is thinking of giving up the hardware, and she said, I think that possibly you could get in there. Because you know Kenny personally.
You'll have to give up the show immediately.
I was really annoyed that I didn't come back and work in it. Yeah.
Is there all the cancellations on the show?
Yeah, right. I actually, you know, in probably in reality, she was a very smart woman, and I should have taken that job.
You had that in your license plate, didn't you?
13 weeks, yeah.
That you could get canceled?
No, I had my license plate said 13 weeks. That's the longest any show was ever on.
I thought, yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye. Bye.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just wondering, are you going to be out with any movies soon?
Yes, there's a porno movie that we've just made that is coming out. It's
and it stars the Apple Dumpling Game.
Yeah, right. It's Peggy and Her Pony, and it'll be out, I believe, in April.
Rotten to the core.
Yeah.
Are you, like, writing or directing anything?
Just directing, yes. No, I'm, we're going to be doing a couple of pictures. I think Don Knotts and I are going to get together, or Don Knotts and me, or all three of us will be getting together again.
How's Don Knotts to work with?
He's fun. He's kind of an crotchety old guy, but nice guy to work. He's great.
Would you do, they just did the return to Mayberry with Don. Would they do a return to McHale's Navy? Any talk about that?
Yeah, they talk about it from time to time. I don't know if that would ever hold up.
I just don't think, I don't think you could get away with having Fuji being snuck for, 20 years now.
Yes, right, yeah. Also, Joe Flynn also died, which, as a matter of fact, several of them.
Gruber's
right,
the best.
Yeah.
Gruber was the greatest.
Yeah.
He was the greatest. We're talking with Tim Conway this morning, and you can give him a call right now. He's here for about another 10 minutes or so in town for the St. Paul Derby, and he'll be hosting the Gallopin Gala tonight at the Radisson St. Paul Hotel tonight, and that's benefit costs $100.
No kidding. Yeah. Oh, that's steep, isn't it?
But $70 of it is tax deductible, so...
Oh, really?
I guess the liquor's
What is the other $30?
Well, that's for tomorrow's race.
Ah, okay. All right.
You can give Tim a call and talk with him if you
right
like.
Now at 989-KDWB.
Welcome to Sports Wrap.
101 KDWB. It's Buck and O'Connor, and it's Tim Conway answering phones.
Yeah, Tim?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Joel here out at Hales. I got a Hales Sports Wrap at the Norwood Mall. We had a lot of fans of yours here when you used to do the Carol Burnett show.
Yes.
And you did the scene with Carol Burnett in the office. You were Mr. Tugball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're wondering if we get you to do that impersonation for us or something.
Well, it would be awful difficult to do. You'd actually need to have some sort of a set or something, and also Carol would have to be there. So I think the request is a little out of line, but if I could come up with it, I would, but I can't. So that's a big problem with you. Don't call in anymore, you know what I mean?
Not too bad.
Yeah, thanks
yeah that's
calling.
A shame.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead. You're talking to Tim Conway.
Hi, Tim. This is Barb.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. How are you, Barb?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I have a favor to ask of you.
Yes, you want me to get a loaf of bread, a quart of milk, or what?
Well, it's bigger than that.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to know if you could persuade those guys to loan me $101.
No question about it. As a matter of fact, we have that already here. The form is made out. And all I have to do is just sign that. What, you're trying to win the contest, right?
Well,
or you just want to win $101.
Barb, I didn't even know that we had a contest. Is this the Name Tim Conway contest?
Oh, see, yeah. I've got special circumstances here.
Uh-huh.
I'm a first-year medical student, and tuition is skyrocketing, and I'm short
so
is funds
your
for
phone.
This month.
Yes.
And I was hoping maybe I could.
What are you studying?
Phone.
Maybe we can all help you out. What are you studying?
Right now I'm studying medical genetics.
Medical genetics, which will prepare you for what? To go out and work and operate on a genetic or what?
To tell you the truth, I really don't know what this is going to help me with.
Well, that sounds great, and it sounds like a great future and a great career for
you. Yeah, sure. Good luck in prison.
You will need the $101.
We'll give it
We're going
to
give it to you.
Are you really?
Is that all you have to do is just say you want $101 and they give it to you?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, Barb, there's one condition.
What?
You can't spend all of it at the track tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know what, Barb? Since this is Tim hasn't been here with us before, he probably hasn't heard this happen, but, you know, we get all of our excited $101 winners to drop the phone.
Oh, you bet. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, now that'll cost
Thank
you about $101
right, just to have that repaired.
Oh.
Unreal Radio.
KDWB.
An evening of splattering.
Well, here we are back again. The famous voice, if you're just tuning in, is belongs to Tim Conway. He's our guest this morning at 101 KDWB with Buck and O'Connor at 11:51.
You going on the bus tour later on?
I have a Jeep ride over to the track and then the bus ride back to the hotel. And then I guess I walk to the airport tomorrow. It really goes downhill after the...
Well, maybe we can get somebody to carry your bags.
After the initial blast of, hi, how are you, it really goes downhill.
Well, you know, it's a shame you are hosting, once again, you're hosting the Galloping Gala festivities tonight at the mm-hmm. Radisson St. Paul. It starts at 7:30, and then, of course, tomorrow we're off to the to Canterbury Downs for the St. Paul Derby. It's a shame, because I was going to ask you if you wanted some Twins tickets for the game tonight.
Oh, gee. Well, maybe I could take those and sell them. My wife will be calling in a little later to impersonate somebody and also try to win 101 beans.
Remember, this is Minnesota Twins. Sell them? I don't think so. Give them away.
Oh, gee. Oh, wait a minute.
Now Tim, we were talking before. You have horses. Do you run them professionally?
Well, they try to run, yes. I have 6 horses, and 2 are being bred or have been bred, and hopefully with any luck at all. At least they were dating, and they went to a drive-in theater, and it looked like it was going to work out all right.
And they just saw a man cold horse, right?
You're right. And the lights went out in the car, and I would hope they're in full.
Yeah.
One is running, two are running now at Santa Anita. Yeah.
The Connor and I, very few people know this, we invested in horses. It was a colossal failure.
Isn't it, though? Yes.
We invested in 2 horses. One was called Glue Factory.
Mm-hmm.
The other was called Tripwire.
Great.
Some old Hollywood stunt horse. Just never panned out the way
we couldn't even cover our parking out of the track.
No.
What a shame. And what a surprise, too.
Although they apparently they scored real big at the rib joint downtown.
I think, whenever you're eating a piece of meat and there is a tattoo on it, you really should take that into consideration, I suppose.
All right, we are rapidly approaching the noontime hour. It's 101 KDWB. We'll be right back. Okay, we are just about out of time. It's 11:55 at 101 KDWB, and Sean's coming up next. Okay, Tim Conway, a pleasure meeting you, and it's been great having you on the show.
There's no question about it, actually.
He said bluntly.
Yeah, sure. Well, you ought to come back again sometime.
No, I don't get $101, I suppose.
Oh, you want to win now, too?
Yeah, is there anything? A check? Anything? Yes.
This
coffee, incidentally, that you gave me will stay with me a long time. This is a tasty little... Really, what is this?
It's
nail
Irish
polish
cream.
And Pennzoil or something. It really is...
No. It's the special blend. You know, Yuppie's drinking that. It's a big deal.
Yeah, very popular at the Kale Pictate Festival, as I recall last year.
Well, please, if you're around the area, please stop in to see us again.
I definitely will.
And I'll be vacationing sometime in August back in Cleveland. I'll stop in and say hi to your mom.
Okay, yeah, deliver a paper or something.
That's what I'll do.
The mean old Conways.
Yes,
the mean old
Mr. Conway.
The cool old Conways. All right, thanks again. We'll see you tonight at the Radisson St. Paul for the benefit, and tomorrow at Canterbury Downs.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys. I enjoyed it.
All right, Sean is next. We're out of here. We'll see you Monday morning.
5:30 till 9.
How about a free shirt? Nothing.
Fat chance, Tim. Fat chance.
More coffee, sir?
No, thank you.
The Morning Zoo, Buck and O'Connor, only on KDWB.
Proud.